Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. So recently, I've been getting, actually, this is not recently, it's been forever, since like November 2016. I've been getting lots of questions on my Facebook about how to get reviews. Some people can't get reviews, others do it fishy ways, and they want to know, how do I get reviews? So the way I do it, I actually do everything according to TOS. I do not ask for reviews. I do not buy fake reviews. I don't, to be honest, I don't even ask friends to give me reviews. So here is what I do it. I have a great email follow-up system, and this email follow-up will actually get people interacting with me. And this is super, super amazing. In Canada, I have almost a 90% reply rate. Talking about reply rate, not open rate. Amount of people that actually reply to the email I send them. To the very first one. The second email is where I ask for the review. And those, I don't get many replies. Nothing even near what I do with number one. But like I said, in the US, the numbers are not 90%. I guess people are probably either busier or not as nice to people that email them. But I'm going to let you know exactly what it is, what I have in my email, and what makes people reply to it. So the product, I'm even going to let you know kind of what the product is. This was a Canadian product. I contacted the manufacturer. I told them who I was and what I could do for them. And I became their wholesaler, and I was selling them on Amazon Canada. They told me they only wanted me to sell in Canada. I could not sell in Japan, UK, or the US. I had somebody else doing that market, or was themselves. So anyway, I agreed, and I only sold in Canada. So what I did was, this product, it was a food product. It was a sweetener, a syrup, like I said, a super healthy product. And I'm telling you what it is because they decided as of a week or two ago to not have that product in the Canadian market anymore. So I am done with that. Anyway, in that email, what I have is as the very first email, I use Feedback Genius. So you guys can use whatever you want. Obviously, they all kind of have the same features that you can use. And my email was sent after the product gets delivered. So you can set that up. If you guys don't use Feedback Genius, if you use something else, you know about these features. If you're watching this and you don't use any of these email systems, in that case, then go check out Feedback Genius. I have no affiliation with them, but they have a free version. So you can send up to 100 emails per month completely for free with Feedback Genius. You just go open an account, connect, they'll send a sync to your Amazon account, and now they can track who bought what and email them using the Amazon email system. This is all so it could be according to TOS. In this very first email, this is the very first email I send them. I do not send the email the day they buy the product, and this is because the moment somebody buys a product, Amazon is going to email them. They're going to get a confirmation that they paid or whatever. Here's your receipt and all that stuff. They're going to get Amazon's email. They don't need another one from you saying, oh, thank you for buying our product. So I skip that. And then I send it to, I set it to, one day after delivery. Okay? So you know when the person gets your email, they receive the product yesterday. And now what I write is, hello, first name. And actually, it starts by the title. The title is super important. This is what's going to tell you the person sometimes doesn't even open the email because of the title. So what I do is you can per when you have a software like Feedback Genius or any other, now you can put in brackets the person's name, like first name. And what I do is, in this case, let's say person's name, apostrophe, S, sweetener. And it would be, let's say, if somebody bought the product, then it would be Allison. It would be Allison's sweetener. Okay? And that is the subject. And because you received it yesterday, it's still fresh in your mind that you bought a sweetener from Amazon. And now you get an email saying, Allison's sweetener. So, okay, there's something about this. And you go and you open it. You open it. Now in there it says, thanks you for the purchase. And I just want to confirm that your product is supposed to arrive today. Your product is supposed to arrive today. Can you please confirm that you, if you received it yet? So you have a question in there. So that means you want a reply and you already know it's been delivered, but you told them it's you expect it to be delivered today. What happens now often, and most emails I get, is that the person tells me, thank you so much for contacting. I actually received the product one day early. So they get excited. So the delivery was earlier than anticipated, and it wasn't. You just email them a day late. So that interaction right there tells the, makes you know now that the person is happy because the delivery was earlier. It was super fast delivery. Thank you so much. And most of the times they say, I have not tried the product yet. Oh yeah, that's something I put in the email. I just want to make sure when you get it that everything is perfect. And that's exactly how I put it. I want to make sure that everything is perfect. And then I sign with a female name. And I actually use my wife's name on the signature. So what happens here is it's easier to relate when you get an email from a woman. It's I don't have the explanation for it. There's obviously somebody out there knows the science about this. I learned about it through some podcasts that I listened to, how to sell and how to deal with people, that kind of stuff. So I started using it and it works fine. So if you guys want to go ahead and use this same system, you can make up a name or use your wife's name. Or if you are a female, there you go. You can use your own name or you can even create a nickname for yourself if you don't want to use your real name. But I don't see why not. I only use the first name. So that's what it is. You tell them that the product should arrive today. Please let me know when you get it. And let me know that everything, I want to know if everything was perfect with it. And now when they reply and they say it came a day earlier, I didn't try it yet, but everything arrived and everything was in one piece. It wasn't broken, or it arrived earlier, but it was broken. And now I go ahead and tell them, you know, sorry if it was broken, if something happened, because sometimes the lids would break. And I would just contact them and say, sorry, don't even go through Amazon. What I'll do is just keep that one. If you want to throw it away, throw it away. If you don't want to, just keep it. But I'll send you a new one because this is, although it is not my fault because Amazon does the shipping, blah, blah, blah. I'll just send them a new one. So there's no returns. According to Amazon's history, there is no returns. And everybody is satisfied. To be completely honest, on this product, everything worked out so fine that my lowest review was a 4-star. My lowest was a 4. So every single thing was 5. And it was just beautiful. And it's unfortunate that the product is leaving the Canadian market. So that's what it is. I'll leave it at that. You guys, if you want to create your email follow-up, I'll let you know what I do on my second email. My second email is where I actually request a review because this is what we do. We need a review anyway. So on my second email, and that is the last one, the person only gets more than 2 emails if they reply to me. If they reply and they have a question on their email or if they have a problem, they'll get more because I manually reply to them or my virtual assistant does. But normally, only 2 emails. The second one requests a review. So the second one, I send it 7 days after they have received the product, right? So the email says, hey, I don't know, let's stick with Allison. Hey, Allison, it's been 7 days since you received your product. And I actually do not use the default product name that you get inside Feedback Genius. What I do is I actually type what the product is. So I make each campaign unique to each product. I do not have one campaign for everything that I sell on Amazon. I have a ton of products. They're all different. There's a ton of different categories. And every single product and every single category is divided. And they have their own email sequences. Okay? So it says, it's been 7 days since you received the product. I'm hoping everything is okay and you still love it, or that you love it as much as I do. You can put anything in there. Just make sure you put conversational tones. You are talking to a person. Don't make it sound robotic. Make your email sound unique. You are talking to Allison. You are not talking to every single person, right? Sometimes I have certain ones where I can use actually their address in there. And make sure you use this, that it doesn't sound creepy, right? I sometimes have something, hey, Allison, your product by now should have arrived at, and then you use the code that's, again, I'm going to stick with Feedback Genius, but every other one has it, the code where you say person's address, so you can use their city. So let's say if the product was delivered in Utah, so you can put that, hey, Allison, your product by now should have arrived at, code for Utah. And now you made it personal. You made it only for her. You have her name. You put that it should have been delivered to her city. And that is not weird, because she actually knows that you should know her city because you shipped the product to her. Now, like I said, I keep getting lost here. On my second email, I asked for a review. If everything was fine, by now, if something wasn't, by now they would have contacted you. So I don't mention that it's feedback or review, but I do give them the link for the review. A lot of people were doing, give them the feedback link, and then if the feedback was bad, they could remove it. And then if they would give them a good one, they would send them another email. Hey, you left me feedback, but can you give me a product review? Click here. I don't do that. Amazon actually has in the terms of service something about kind of against that, when they do not want people to say, if this, go here. If that, go here. There's no ifs, thats. You got to ask for a review no matter what. So that's when I send it. That's the last one I send. That is it. So I will put the link to Feedback Genius. There are others out there. I personally used a couple more. I know I've used in the past Cash Cow Pro, and it had their own email system. I never ended up using that because I was using Feedback Genius since day one. But I know they have that as well. And there are several others. I'll put them in the show notes. All right, guys. Good luck, and make sure you profit out there. Thank you.